I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List too. Oh God, here we go. I don't know when to come in. Here we go. Didn't come from much. Not yet blessed with a Midas touch. Your beginning was humble, but your vision was magic. Your game was hard and your ending tragic. You, Wozniak, doing what's right. Grab the big beast, make it light. Up in the garage, bring it to the people. Slay the playing field and reset to equal. Y'all said it. Sequel. 84. Macintosh. Haha. Crush. Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve. Pack your lunch. You on the move. Quick like Atari. You move quick. Not one sorry. You came hard. Like a boss. Pixar won. They're lost. Throw a toin. Toss. You could have tossed the wow and got... The Incredibles. Toy Story so sweet. It's edible. You took the throne. Heard Gates moan. You're not owned. You own. You took the reins and changed the course. Became a huge super force. Steve, Steve, I'm begging you, please. I don't know what you want till you give me what I need. I'm addicted to you like I got a disease. Now that you're gone, I'm drug out on an iOS freeze. Steve, Steve. Oh, guys, okay.
This is amazing.
I feel like I couldn't get my mouth around some of it.
That's all right.
I need a workshop on it, but...
I mean, the fact that, A, you wrote a rap about Steve Jobs, I am speechless.
I would love it.
I am floored. I am in love. I am, like, seeing hearts above your head like a halo. That's how in love with you I am right now.
I feel like I didn't do the best with it like I could just now.
But you know what? It is...
I wrote it when he died.
It's early in the morning.
Yeah.
And you're rapping. That is all that matters. Like, this is a good day.
Okay.
We are taking a W today. And I'm so glad that we have shared this because, you know, one thing that we know is that we need to know more rap.
Yeah.
If there's one thing we know in life, it is that
we need to know more.
We need more rap.
And we're going to learn some today because we have in.
The wonderful and beautiful Nova Rockefeller, who is an up-and-coming rap artiste who, you know, is this awesome white girl rapper.
And she's way too cool for us, as per usual.
Yeah. And she's coming in with Wolf Pop darling Jensen Karp.
He's her manager.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is also host of Get Up On This, the podcast on Wolf Pop.
Great. I'm excited.
Yeah, I can't wait. And I'm really sad that they missed this.
Well, I'm not gonna tell them about this particular rap.
Okay.
Because I just don't even know.
Mum's the word.
Yeah, it feels a little crazy, but you heard it.
I did.
And there's more, and I wish I could do it again. But maybe I'll really get it tight, you know?
Let's get it tight.
Get it up to the people on, like, a Tumblr page or something.
Oh, the people need this.
Yeah.
The people need this more than Steve Jobs needed this.
Steve, we're begging you, please. You don't know what to want till you give us what we need. We're addicted to you like we got a disease. Now that you're gone, our brain's stuck in an iOS freeze.
It's pretty good.
Is that bad?
It's pretty good.
Thank you. I also was, like, super crazy emotional when Steve Jobs died.
I'm seeing that.
And I was. I
and
really
like a,
was.
A true artiste, you took to rapping and just expressed your feelings.
I know. I felt
in a
like,
raw way.
I just felt like in our lifetime, we haven't seen anything like that, you know, and we lost him. And, you know, I felt like I had to. Is this how you wanted to go now that you're gone at the top of every list holding down number one? When Apple drops a seed, see how they run. The world is yours to own when you're sitting on the sun. We sit hurt, no one fills the spot. Lightning strikes twice, then it gets too hot. You left skids running down. That's just some of, you know, how I was feeling.
You are so gangster. So gangster. All right, well, let's bring him in.
Okay. OMFG!
Welcome. Today we have... Nova Rockefeller.
Hello.
And the Jensen Karp.
Hello.
From your other favorite Wolf Pop podcast.
Thanks.
Get up on this.
I'm playing chaperone today. I feel like I'm taking her to the dance.
Jensen, is it fair to say that you're everywhere?
Is
that fair?
I think that's fair to say. I'm omnipresent.
Yeah. I feel like I heard about you long before I met you, mm-hmm. and I feel like it's every different arena. It's like comedy and music.
DJing. It's a little weird.
Hanging out with Drake.
Yeah, hanging out with Drake.
Word.
That's my top thing on my resume.
Owning a gallery.
In a gallery, yeah. I feel like I've probably done a lot of, and I did, I like, there are things I'm really passionate about, and then there's things I do because I have to pay life, you know what I mean? So I think I just meshed both of them together, and there's certain things that go, oh my God, he wrote pro wrestling, why did he do that? Like, there's weird things I did along the way, but at the same time, the things I'm most passionate about are like Nova and this book I'm writing and things like that, so.
Well, so can you tell us, Nova, I mean, he's totally taking your spotlight right now,
Who is he to you?
He found me, I was in Jamaica, and I was like, being really weird, doing lots of mushrooms. And we started talking on the phone, and he's like, you should come to LA. I know all of these people that you idolize. And it kind of was like a huge, like, change my life moment. I came out here, I was supposed to stay for like a week, and then I was here for like 2 months sleeping on his couch while labels were like, who are you?
Oh my God, that's like a Hollywood story.
It's kind of wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know, our movie is going to be huge.
And by the way, please explain, I wasn't like a creep.
Yeah.
Because she's like, then he called me, we were talking on the phone. No. What happened is, let me explain it so it doesn't sound like I'm
my ex-boyfriend.
As Chris Hansen breaks into the door. Here's what happened. Her ex-boyfriend and I came up together in rap. He used to send me videos and be like, yo, I think you're one of the only people who understand this. I watched as she developed and then got to a better rapper, and then I saw an interview with her, and in the interview it's like her and like a Yugoslavian journalist.
He's like German or something. Yeah, something weird.
And he was like, the Nova Rockefeller about to rap, and then she goes like, yo, on a fucking Tuesday. And I was like, oh, she could rap now, that's great. And then she finishes and she's like, yo, and that's the way, hey everybody, I'm Nova Rockefeller. And I was like, oh my God, she is this weird dynamic sort of strange thing where like she can rap but also be like a normal person,
right?
And so that's when I reached out. And then I was like, listen, I wanted to know what she wanted to do. Did she want to make pop music? And when I asked her influences and she said Smash Mouth and Sugar Ray and all these things, like, we're not Lil Wayne. I was like, well, let's fly her out here.
You're like sold.
Yeah, sold. I was like, she's just making the music she doesn't want to make. So she flew out and then she stayed on my couch and then quickly it became 2 months. I had a girlfriend. It wasn't like I had a creepy thing.
I was terrified though when I like landed at the airport and I realized that I had no idea what you even looked like.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be like picking me up. I was just like, oh my God, I had a real panic attack.
Yeah, it would have been a good murder.
Well, quite honestly, if I don't know if you have do you have a mother?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I could imagine.
I spoke with her.
You know, that would be like, this is like a classic, this is a bad idea.
A terrible idea.
Classic bad idea.
I'm so used to those. Like, I've been like moving everywhere and just like randomly for the last like 5 years. Like, I was like hell bent on doing music and I like went to Europe with nobody, with my ex-boyfriend at the time who was kind of terrible to me. And like, I just did a bunch of weird shit. She was kind of used to it. She was kind of ready for me to die at any moment.
Okay. You are the premise of every dateline I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, I easily could have murdered you and not ever got caught for it. Like, there's easily. Your parents are in Canada. There's no, like, I could just do that.
Why are you so, like, clear on that storyline?
Well, I'm just letting you know, I could still do it. Like, I don't care about the record label or anything. Like, I could easily hide this. Yeah, no, I think, I talked to her mom. I called her mom and told her I'm not a creep. And
no, obviously.
Yeah, I did the whole spiel. And not only that, I'm traceable online. I couldn't have been.
You're everywhere, like, as we
your
said.
Your Twitter thing was like something about AIDS back then.
Oh, yeah. Everything's bad on Twitter. don't follow that.
And Jensen, you're a music manager?
Yeah, well, I just manage her. I would never manage anyone else. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, no, I even in that case, like, we've developed. When you bring someone out to your neighborhood and you think you're just going to make 3 songs and see what happens.
Right.
And then you're on a journey together for 2 months. She's living on my couch and we go to New York together to meet this Lior Cohen who, you know, basically helped create hip hop at Def Jam. You know, I mean, we're in a meeting with him and he basically created the Beastie Boys with them. And so like we went through this all together. Then we met these like snakes together, these terrible label people. Like we did all these things together. Oh, you thought I meant literal snakes?
Yeah.
Fair. We've
hello,
also done that.
Cobra. Yeah, nice also, to meet you.
Oh, hello, snake. No, but we went through so much together that at this point, I think it's more like in management is sort of, she can manage herself. She's very talented at what right. she does. So management at this point is just making sure and advising and making sure she makes her stuff. And I mean, it's more of like
and preventing me from yelling at human.
Yeah. That's mostly it. But close friendship, so it's not anything crazy yet.
That's really cool. I mean, it sounds like it was a giant leap of faith for both of you, and just kind of like because you don't do this. So, what made you feel like you just felt like, hey, I have enough, you know, history and knowledge at this point that I could kind of lend a hand to someone who's coming up?
Yeah. Well, I as a kid, I was signed to Interscope when I was like 18 or 19. I was in a rap group, and we signed this, you know, crazy weird record deal, and then that happened for like a couple of years of my life. And when it happened, I met so many shitty people, and I made so many mistakes and sort of fell into these ditches and pratfalls and stuff. And I was like, I want to make sure that this person doesn't have that.
I quickly
realized like she's going to have the same experience as me. There's going to be people who are telling her this and telling her that. And you know, even now when people are nice to her, I still am honest. And I'm like, hey, they're not going to be nice if this doesn't work. And if I had someone who did that for me when I was 19 or whatever, everything would have been different for me.
This is why you're her dad.
I am her father. But even without that joke, I do feel like there are times I've been Nova's, she has a great dad, but it's not that. It's that I do feel it's the closest I've ever felt to having anything like that. Like even when she first lived with me.
This is sweet.
It is sweet.
Well, it's true. Even when she first lived with me, she would make these terrible mistakes, and I would watch her make these mistakes.
Like give us one, Nova. What was
one is
them?
Terrible. One is one day she goes, I'm going to go walking. Because, you know, like we were living together. So it was like there's certain parts where I'm like, I'm really older than her. We have no connection in that way.
Right.
Just like, so she was like, I'm going to go walk. I was like, okay. And so she walks, and then she comes back 2 hours later. I'm not nervous about her, really.
Okay.
But she comes back and she goes,
how old are you?
I'm 26.
At the time, she's 24.
Okay. Oh my God, you look like a bambino.
She looks like a child.
Okay.
Yeah. At the time, she was 24. And so she gets home and I go, what were you doing? And she's like, oh, I just smoked weed with this guy. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, I met a guy, started talking to him, and he's like, you want to come back to my place and smoke weed? I was like, no, but that's a terrible idea. She's like, it gets worse.
Okay, wait, hold up.
It gets way worse.
Jump cut to.
Every deadline episode ever.
It's just, Nova lives all of them.
Nova, can you walk us through that lovely engagement that you had? Tell us how something like that happened.
I was just walking down the street, and I looked at this guy, and he had headphones on. I was like, what are you listening to? And he like said something that I didn't know what it was. And I was like, that doesn't sound weird. And
first,
I was like,
first thing is you talk to a stranger.
No, like a total.
That's number one.
Oh, that's nothing.
I need friends. She says to me friends. I don't understand the
she
world.
She does this all the
I'll
time.
Be a friend.
Yeah. Was it the headphones? Like, were they cool headphones?
No, he looked dirty.
Okay.
So tell him what happens.
And then he's like, yeah, I got weed back in my house. And I was like, okay, so I'll come to your house. And then we went to his house. And we're outside. It's normal. It's like a family home. I think this kid's like about 17.
Totally normal.
And then
he's definitely older.
Someone came and yelled at us. I think it was his mom who came and yelled at us. And then we were smoking weed next to his grandpa, who was deaf and blind.
Well, that's
And that's
was
the story
that fun? Was that part fun?
Anyway. Yeah, it was weird.
Anyway, Harmony Korine directed that whole scene.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, so she comes home and tells me that story, and my initial reaction is panic and oh my God, this is. But then I realized like you can't, and I'll get to the even nicer part at the end. But there was nothing I could do. Right, mm-hmm. And you just have to hope for the best. And with Nova, it's been this incredible thing where over 2 years she's become this adult and like really become this like. When I first met her, she said, and I know you say this a lot, but you're like, if no one would have found me rapping at that point, I was going to kill myself. And
I had like one EP left in me, and I was like, I'll just do this like a 5 songs left, and then I was like, just not about it.
And now I think 2 years later, it's like she's developed into such a good human and she has more to give. And it's not just this rap thing. And if this doesn't work, it's not going to be death. It's like she's become like a real person. And I've sort of watched it happen. And that's the, that really is. I mean, it feels like it's my daughter.
I constantly have Jensen's voice in the back of my head with everything that I do.
That's genuine.
Sounds like you need it.
Yeah.
No, I really did.
Yeah, either that or an obituary.
Yeah. Well, that's a real mentorship. And I think that like a lot of times people are in search of a mentor and they don't really know it. And it's hard to kind of seek one out. And it's hard for, I don't know. I find that there's times in my life which I would have really loved, like, a mentor.
I'm always kind of, looking for a mentor. Like, right now. Always.
No, but so. I mean, at
I will
any
be
age.
All of your mentors.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're going to pay. You're going to give it back. You're going to
yeah,
pay it forward.
I would like to pay it forward.
We are kind of hoping that you can teach us today. So, you are going to mentor us.
I have
us.
To admit, I read the email yesterday on what the show was, and I was supposed to be all cool and hip, and I have no idea how to do that, and I was kind of scared.
But that's the cool and hip part. But that's the cool and hip part about Nova.
Okay. Let's just pause for 1 second, because on your wrist, let's just talk about the cool that's happening right now. Okay, so there's for someone who says they're not cool, there is about 6 to 8 rose gold, funky ass gold,
those
badass,
gold that faded,
beautiful ring situations, chip nail polish that's like kind of perfectly chipped, like it looks like that was the intentional purpose of it. Right. Black cuff situations,
gloves.
Oh, okay. So her little thumb is going through. You know what I'm talking about? Like it stops at like mid forearm, and it's black, and it's like almost leg warmers for your wrists. A flannel that has like cut off. Sleeves and
science on the back.
Perfectly
Wait, have you seen the back?
The back is cool. She made this.
Okay, she says, made her flannel cut-off shirt.
Says, science is awesome.
There's some sort of Barbie.
It's a Nikki lipstick.
Antichrist on her shirt. Is that a Barbie Antichrist? Is
yeah,
that
it's
what?
Barbie with an upside-down cross on it.
Great. That's her t-shirt. Cool hat. Great bangs. I mean, you're exactly what we
you're
need.
You're very nice to me.
No, it's true.
It's so different when I'm in the mirror. I'm just like, okay, you look like a stupid idiot today. Mm-hmm. Next.
And honestly, the healthiest hair I've ever seen.
Yeah, shiny,
like
healthy.
Glowing.
You guys are great. Yeah. Do you want to move in my house?
Is it still Jensen's or
no?
This one's a
way worse.
Scary.
So I was gonna say we have to ask him first.
Way worse. She lives in South Central Los Angeles.
Oh.
She lives in one of the worst neighborhoods in Los Angeles.
Is that too?
I hear Jensen's voice in my head every time I leave my house.
It's wait, the worst decision she's ever made.
Where exactly are we living?
Jefferson and Crenshaw.
What?
I'm not joking. That's where she lives.
Okay.
By the way, the label put her on Wilshire Boulevard in Miracle Mile in a beautiful, beautiful condo apartment with leather couches and a big screen TV and a pool and all this shit. And then she moved to Crenshaw.
She was like, on a fucking Tuesday?
Yeah. Bye, guys. I'm moving to Crenshaw.
What are you learning from Crenshaw?
Like don't go outside really at night. There's like this really fun spray paint war going on in my block right now.
Excuse me?
There's like a spray paint war. Like one day it'll be red spray paint and then the next day it'll be
blue
spray paint. And
you know what that's called?
Color. Color wars.
That's called gang wars.
And then sometimes when you walk out of like the grocery store, there's like a gangster guy who's like, get back in there. And he goes and like spray paints over it with like a new color.
It's not good.
This is criminals.
It's pretty fun.
I mean, the spray paint, let's just be clear. That's gang wars, yes?
That's
tagging
gang wars.
Gangs.
It's like, I live in like the middle of like legit Bloods and Crips territory that I had no idea about when I moved in there.
Okay, wait.
I did. I warned her over
and
over.
From the 90s, you should have known about it. It's
yeah, but I thought that was over now because of the internet.
gangs are like, you know what? We were really, really mad. But then the internet came out, and we can get things with one click, and we're done. We're stoked.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, cyberbullying replaced that.
Yeah. They're like, I love Amazon. Stop shooting
like,
people.
You killed my mom. I'm so pissed.
Yeah.
Send.
Flame war. No, it's a terrible area. I told her a million times. Again, another father-daughter thing where I'm just like, don't do that. Okay, and then she does it. And so
I'm pretty stoked there, though, because like I just didn't like, I didn't like Hollywood, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I get that.
And every time I tried to have a party, they'd like show up and be like, you can't have parties on Tuesdays.
Well, that's the nice thing about living in Crenshaw.
You can have a party?
You can have a party.
I can have a party whenever.
Whenever. It is
like
a party.
Like 5 a.m. on a Wednesday, nobody cares.
Yeah.
My neighbors are still nice to me. My neighbors at the old place, after like a week, they stopped, like they were like an older couple and I like to talk to them about things. And then after like the first 2 weeks, they just like stopped smiling at me in the hallway. Like every time they'd like see me coming by, they'd like look away and pretend I wasn't there.
She got 4 noise complaints. 3 gets you kicked out. She got 4. And the landlord calls me and she goes, so Jensen, Nova got another noise complaint. I go, oh God, oh, that's awful. I can't believe that. It sounds terrible. And she goes, yeah. I go, well, listen, I go, here's the thing. I know she wasn't playing it loud. You know, it's the neighbor. If we can try to work with the neighbor. And she goes, no, it was someone 4 floors down. I was like, okay, no way
that
out of this.
That landlady was a bitch though.
Oh, okay.
And I don't hate people, but like I hated that motherfucker. Yeah. I hate her so much. I pitched "Fuck That Landlady" as the song title for like a month.
There is a song where you say "Fuck That Landlady."
Yeah, the whole song's about her.
Yeah,
I gotta say, now that I'm hearing all of it, you're kind of selling me on Crenshaw. You are, like, for real, legit.
Like I was. My house is dope. I mean, there's like something living in the ceiling that I don't like to think about all the time.
This is true, by the way. It's not a bit.
In my nightmares, it's like a possum with a bunch of like babies stuck to it. And in my dreams, it's kittens.
Yeah.
But yeah. I like spray painted, like I vandalized the inside of my house. Me and Kevin were sitting there.
Another benefit of living in Crenshaw, you can vandalize your own house.
Well, not when you move out. Whatever. Get ready for that one. You have to see what she's done to this house.
I mean, hopefully I'm a superstar, so nobody cares.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's got a real Trainspotting vibe. It's really creepy.
All right, so like this is like what a lot of it looks like. Oh. And then there's one more if you swipe right.
Okay, so this actually I feel like is like the creepy True Detective graffiti, like weird, like
it's scary.
Religious symbols.
Yeah.
Is that a penis?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, this is...
Mm.
It's sort of that.
Can't do that in Hollywood, Wilshire area and to your home.
No.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Look, I love that you love
I got my own place for the first time ever, and I really like that.
You are doing
interior
what you want.
Decorating. Yes. Holler at me for some interior decorating.
This is a Pinterest delight. Definitely.
It's like extremely scary home makeover.
Yes.
Meets like Keith Haring. I mean, there's a moment of Keith Haring there, but like it's still a little creepy.
It's like Keith Haring with rabies.
Is that an angry penis? Is that what I'm looking at there with one eye?
Well, no, because people come over now when I have so much spray paint at my house, and they try and draw dicks on everything, so then I like to go back and like take the dicks out.
De-dickify.
Yeah, undick it.
How many hours do you think you've spent undicking your house?
I mean, not that long, maybe like a solid hour, which is a lot.
It's a lot.
I also manage the undicking stuff that she does. Yeah, yeah. So like if she does an hour, I say take a break, and then I get her back.
I like find shit on my walls, though, of people drawing like stick figures and sex positions and stuff that I don't see all the time. Like we're still finding new things on the wall that people have just hidden. It's like constantly finding Easter eggs.
Oh, no.
No. All right.
Well, we have some quick questions for you.
Okay.
We're just going to we're going to fire them off. You're going to reply.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
16.
All right. What's your favorite app in your phone?
Oh, God. This is a hard one. Like anything.
Yep.
All of them.
You use, what do you use?
Facebook Messenger because I have fun group chats.
Oh.
That's good.
See, that's good.
How, love it or leave it? Iggy Azalea.
Love it.
Oh.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Ear gauges, yes or no?
I mean, I'm trying to go back to that, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I was thinking about it.
Favorite shoes you own?
Flip-flops.
Doesn't wear sneakers.
Nice.
I own sneakers because they used to give them to me for money, for free.
Yeah, Super used to pay her to wear the shoes, and that was the first time I've ever seen her in shoes. And then as soon as the contract ended, I go, hey, the contract ended. She's like, buy shoes, and just like throws them out in the yard.
I'm not mad.
No.
That's kind of like the Jamaica in you.
Yeah.
It definitely like, is. Fuck shoes.
That's the exact accent she says it in.
Yeah. Fuck. No. All right, we're going to take a break.
O-M-F-G. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible.com is the place for audiobooks. There are over 150,000 titles to choose from, and from every category imaginable. So go to audiblepodcast.com/OMFG for a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. If you're still not convinced, here's why Audible's worth your time. Unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books. Free apps for iPhones, Android, and Windows Phone, so you can access your books anytime. Easy chapter navigation and annotated bookmarks. But besides making it easy to catch up on your reading, let's not forget about the selection and who reads the books. Books by really well-known authors and narrators like Lena Dunham's Not That Kind of Girl, narrated by Lena Dunham. You Have to Fucking Eat, narrated by Bryan Cranston. And Amy Poehler's Yes, Please, featuring Amy Poehler, Carol Burnett, Seth Meyers, and more. Or just go to the audiblepodcast.com/OMFG and find something for yourself in whatever genre with the free trial and free book. And if you don't like what you choose from, no problem. With Audible's great listen guarantee, you can exchange any book you are not happy with for another title anytime, no questions asked. So go to audiblepodcast.com/OMFG today. OMFG!
Welcome back. We are here with the Jensen Karp and the Nova Rockefeller, superstar extraordinaire. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Nova, this is something that has come up in every episode that we have done. It's just like, if there is someone on who likes rap, they are automatically like way cooler than anyone else.
Like, thank you. That's what I think too.
There's like we've just quickly realized that rap is kind of what makes someone hip or cool. Yeah. So we have brought you in to really help us because we don't know rap.
No.
We don't know. I mean,
I know what I know, but I don't know enough.
Like Baby Got Back, you know. And Busta
Move.
Are
you kidding me?
And It Takes Two.
And I know some like current things,
like,
but well, I don't. You tell me.
Well, I mean, that seems like it's not. That would mean you don't know.
That's like
them.
Shooting in the dark.
Give me.
You maybe
something.
Know some Lil Wayne. Do you know some Lil Wayne?
I don't know.
Some Drizzy Drake.
Oh, you know some Drake.
I like know the Sweet Jam, like.
Still one of the only Drake songs, and I was like, "Baby, you're my everything." Stuck in my head at least
that's
once a week.
Great one.
But you know, Nova doesn't. It's weird. You know rap, but she's better at rapping than she is knowing rappers.
Like, I'm like not like, into it.
When she first moved here, she's like, "Who's this girl?" And I was like, "On the radio." She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "That's Lil Wayne." It's not a girl at all. It's not even close to a girl.
Listen, girl rappers were very popular then,
they were.
I just thought it was a girl.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
But she knows rap, the art form very well.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Which is amazing because is something we would like to
is
learn.
Is there any way to, could we like do a little session right now?
It's so easy. Rap is like the easiest thing I've ever heard of.
Okay. Okay, so how might we begin if we had to construct a rap?
Well, you just put rhyme words together and then try and make sense of it after.
Mm. All right, so let's just take our podcast, OMFG. If we were to kind of make a rap about us, because we're obsessed with ourselves, would want to rhyme something with OMFG, right?
I mean, I would go a completely different. I just rap about Pizza Hut. That's usually like my go-to.
Yeah, your new song has a Pizza Hut reference in it. I heard it last night.
That's my favorite line ever.
What do you say?
Let's hear it.
A backseat, windows up. That's the way I eat Pizza Hut. But I'm the sexiest. Stuffed crust, I'm the messiest.
Okay, wait, let's do it one more time. I loved it.
Oh my
let's
God,
do it again.
So good.
Let's
I'll
do it again.
It.
Let's do it again.
I want you to hear it.
Yeah. Backseat, windows up.
That's the way I eat Pizza Hut.
Wait, that's the way you do what?
Think of Luda. Just like you, Jack Luda's flow there.
Right.
Well, the best part is that's actually a joke on top of it because
you're supposed to say that's the way we like to fuck.
That's the way we like to fuck.
Yeah.
You've taken it to Pizza Hut.
Wow, Emily.
Yeah, so like I want to get sexy and then gross you out. That's like the.
So this is a very scratch. Like this is a very rough scratch song.
Like me rapping is like when you accidentally take a hot selfie with like shit in the toilet.
I'm all the way loud. I'm all the way loud. So this is literally brand new.
In the van with my ass out the window. Hello, I'm Nova. Do you want to be friends? I've seen every Hellraiser. There's nine. I never met a dollar that I couldn't make mine. But fuck money, I got you in my mind. Hi, do you want to make out? You really get to know me with your tongue in my mouth. Backseat, windows up. That's the way I eat Pizza Hut. What? I'm the sexiest. Stuffed crust, I'm the messiest. Don't want to hit up the corner stores and roll to the shows. And stack up on hoes in different area codes. Let's go. It's a long ass road. I don't know where I'm going, but I never go home.
Anyway.
All in.
You
all
are
in.
So talented.
I love it. I love it.
I spent a lot of time in my brain. It's super fun in there.
I love it.
It's all happening.
I try really hard to like actually be myself in my music as much as I can because like growing up in like underground hip hop, I felt like obligated to hide a bunch of it, like the weird quirky girl underneath who just like really loves Pinterest.
Yeah.
So now I make an effort to always rap about Pinterest.
What are your boards?
I mean, they're all hidden.
Yeah, well, of course, mine are too.
Because, like, you can't be that honest.
No.
I have, like, one that's all microwavable foods.
Nice.
I've
Can
spent
you
a
invite
long...
me to your secret board, please?
My most nervous, do you have, like, a wedding board?
No. Okay. No. I might have had one at, like, 18 or something, but I don't even know if I knew what Pinterest was. I had a wedding folder on my computer, and then, I don't know, now I see my wedding as, like, pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut.
I actually just was, because I'm getting married... Snoreville.
Congratulations.
Snoreville.
But I just saw a picture of like a wedding cake that is just.
Seems not like Snoreville at all, technically.
Seems like Happyville.
Seems like it'd be one of the most beautiful times of your life. Yeah, I mean.
Snoreville.
I just feel like I talk about it all the time.
Well, I'm hanging out with my parents tonight. What's Snoresville? Really, you're supposed to love your parents. Whatever.
They're old and boring.
Oh, God.
No, but it was a wedding cake just made out of pizza, tiered up, smaller and smaller.
That
and
sounds
I was like,
dope.
That's kind of awesome.
Were there breadsticks at the very top?
No.
Oh, you can't talk about pizza.
podcast was good, and she talked about pizza wedding cake.
Snoresville.
Tuned out.
Emily's like, I just gave birth to twins. Yeah. Snoresville.
Don't mean to bore you guys.
Oh my god.
They're gorgeous.
My dad's retirement party. Snoresville.
I mean, that might be Snoresville.
Anything that, yeah, that might be. But anything that's just like sweet and endearing. Yeah. Oh, oh Jesus. God, I never want that.
Especially my wedding.
Okay, so that was great. I would like to just sit here and listen to the raps that are rough tracks.
I'm not a very good teacher. I think I just learned that.
That's cool.
You're like, teach me. And then I had a small panic attack and was like, I really don't know how.
OMFG, you wouldn't know what to rhyme it with?
Here, no, because I want it to be all four rhymes.
She wants like do, sem,
hold
and
on.
T.
Can I give it a stab?
You'd be like, we're the sexiest. Oh, yeah, that's me. Got everyone around saying OMFG.
Oh, I like that. Let's build from that.
Talking about Sugar Ray.
Okay, and you said you want all four things to rhyme.
That's her thing. Yeah.
So the first word.
Or at least a couple, like wherever the emphasis is.
The first word, the first ending of the sentence has to rhyme with the third.
It depends, because you could say like, oh, MFG, and then you rhyme MF and G.
Okay.
Or you'd be like, oh, MFG, and then just rhyme FG.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I do. I'm following you.
And then you go backwards and you add more rhymes in places that there aren't supposed to be any.
What's your favorite one you've ever done, you think?
My favorite rhyme?
Yeah.
I rhymed minivan with like fabulous or something.
Or just, like, just by flipping it?
No, just by like not rhyming. I think it's like way doper to not rhyme.
It was like an anti-rhyme.
Yeah.
But that's like cool to do now.
It is so cool.
Like Hellraiser, there were nine.
Yeah.
That doesn't rhyme at all, but it's cool because it's like that's so dumb.
Or was the
it's
I really so like dumb. Dinosaurs. I rhymed dinosaurs with like Monopoly or something.
Yeah.
All right. You've got your beat, girl.
I know I have. I don't know what to do with it, though.
There's a bunch of beats here.
Okay. I don't know what to do with them now that I have them. They feel really daunting.
You just rhyme on the
I'm
snare.
I'm supporting this.
Watch. Ready?
I see that.
That's where you fall. So just right in there.
You could just do one word on every snare.
Now it switches.
What about you, Hot Carl? Do you want to show her how it's done?
No, you try.
All right.
We can
try. We had a guest. His name was V Chill. He was very chill, and he left at will.
You're killing it.
He did leave
My
at
eyebrows
will.
Are on fleek this week. Watch out, because I'm about to speak about the fleek.
Doing all right.
That's coming your way. You like my yams, you say? Okay, well, blotting papers, what? Blotting papers, huh?
Now you're just reading.
That's all I got for now, guys.
That was pretty good.
That was my favorite rap I've ever heard. Yeah. Sorry,
that was
Nova.
Really good.
We
that
just
was
sold
really
that. That's it. We just sold it.
Are you ready to manage her?
Well, you can live on my couch for 2 months.
Jensen will change your life.
Yeah, change 2 months.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Bye, Felicia.
What? Papers what?
Did you say blotting papers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nova's just like writing
She's
notes.
Like, body papers?
Okay.
She's like, oh shit, I use those. I should put that in my rhyme.
Yeah.
She's like, I pinned about those. When you are on Pinterest, just to circle back for 1 second, because we saw your home.
Yes.
And there's a lot of like
serial killer imagery.
Interior design. I just want to know. Have you pinned any home decor?
I mean, I don't, maybe, oh, I really want to build like a giant chandelier out of like empty bottles. So I might have done some of that.
That's
stuff.
Cool.
That I'll never cool. do it though. It'll just sit there and I'll think about it every time I see it on Pinterest and be like,
yeah.
You'll just play like been. Sia's chandeliers. You like wrap wire around bottles and like, artfully hang them in your apartment.
Like walking around like a fancy person.
Yeah. It'll never happen. I'd sooner just spray paint my ceiling fan black and like hang things from it.
Anything that looks like it'll give you tetanus. That's what her place looks like.
I just really love spray paint.
So it's not like in your Pinterest boards there is a home decor board that has like Laura Ashley inspired decor and
any
like
Pottery
West
Barn.
Elm. No, okay, because I just wanted
I've
to
never
know.
Even
we're keeping
been inside
it real.
Pottery Barn. Pottery Barn seems like terrifying to me.
Right? It is kind of.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
I love IKEA though. I'll go there for lunch.
Yeah, I've got
some
done
meatballs.
That.
Yeah,
really good meatballs. I like the soup too. The Swedish soup.
The hot dogs.
Yeah,
great. and the like the what's it called?
What?
It's like ice cream. Frozen yogurt.
Oh. That was what you were going for? I thought you were going for a Swedish word.
So, back to music. What do you listen to?
Like Sugar Ray every day. It evolves a lot. Like, when I first started talking to Jensen, I was listening to strictly Outkast and Bright Eyes with, like, Travie McCoy. So it was, like, nice.
Okay.
And then I went through, like, a rap phase where I listened to, like, Young Thug and, like...
Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane. I had a Gucci Mane day. And then now I'm back to, like, just this morning I was listening to Green Day and Sugar Ray and all the same 90s rock.
So you're all over the 90s rock scene.
Yeah, I just love it. I don't know. I have, like, weird Asperger's like that where I had one compilation CD from when I was a child. I had two. I had Big Shiny Tunes 2 and Big Shiny Tunes 4.
Which is, like, huge in Canada. That's, like, now
big,
this is music.
This is a big thing. Yeah. Okay. So all of those songs that I had when I was, like, little, I still listen to, like, every day.
And I saw one of your videos, and it was, like, total, like, so many 90s references. Britney Spears, Eminem, like, you dressed up at them. It was really cute and really fun. What song was that?
1990s.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so now we have some fun trivia for you.
Because you love 90s so much, and you're—
I won't know any of this stuff.
That's
no,
fun.
She might.
It's fun. Let's just have some fun.
Okay.
So which one of these is not a 90s grunge band? Mother Love Bone, Temple of the Butt, Mud Honey, Hole, 7 Year Bitch.
Fuck.
Nova, think about it. Nova, I mean, I don't mean to manage this, but again, there was one that had a name that was bonkers. Do you think all of those band names are correct?
The one before, say it again.
Do it again.
Just one more time.
Mother Love Bone.
Okay, keep your mind open. Okay?
Keep it open.
Here we go.
It's nice to see a manager at work.
Yeah, here we go.
Keep Mother Love Bone.
Okay.
Okay.
Temple of the Butt.
Good to know.
That one.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. I listen to Hole every day. That's the only one I knew.
I love
By the way,
Hole.
I love Temple of the Dog, which is what a play of Temple of the Butt is. Coincidentally, what I call my house. Temple of the Butt.
Yeah. Temple of the Butt.
Represents Judaism and my rap career.
Okay, which one of these is not a Nirvana song? All Apologies, Drain You, Dumb, Heart Attack, Heart-Shaped Box.
I don't know, Drain You?
Mm-mm.
Sorry. It was Heart Attack.
Yeah, I don't think there was one called Heart-Shaped Box, or is that, so that was the playoff. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't go Heart-Shaped Butt. Surprised you didn't go in that one. All right.
Thought about it.
Yeah, I know none of these of any of it at all. I know nothing. Nothing, nothing. This is could all be jokes to me.
Okay.
Again, I feel a bit like I'm being punked.
Well, the one with the
That's
butt.
How I feel.
Yeah. Okay, which of these grunge bands did not have a lady in it? Hole, Bikini Kill, Veruca Salt, Garbage, Melvins.
Bikini Kill?
It's Melvins, right?
It's the Guys, Melvins. I don't know any of this.
No, I'm not. This is, by the way, if she knew these, that would be weirder.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Like, there are things where we're like, you've never heard of this.
I know 15 things total.
Yeah.
Are all of those bands real bands that we just rattled?
Yeah, those are all bands.
Interesting.
Yep. Okay. Really good bands.
Yeah, all right. Good to know.
All right. This is the last one.
Okay.
What one of the following is not a white lady rapper that I found on the internet? Lil Debbie, V Nasty, Betty Crocker.
Definitely Betty Crocker.
By the way, right. Emily, you need to start naming white lady rappers because Betty Crocker is the fucking best name I've ever heard in my life.
On our podcast, we do a feature called "Is This a Producer I Found on the Internet?"
That was a nod to you.
Yeah, we do a game called "Is This a Producer We Found on the Internet Who's Under 21?" Because their names are ridiculous. Or is this something I just made up?
Okay.
So like, there's I'm trying to think of ones we've done in the past, but it's like. I know one I made up recently, which I was really proud of, is Lou Diamond Chin-Ups, which is not a real name.
That was in the Julian one. That was so funny.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But then there's ones where there's like, Crack Nicholson is a real producer.
That's
on
so good.
Crack Nicholson. That's a real name of someone who is
so
working
smart.
On SoundCloud to become a big producer.
And what is the name of your show, Jensen?
Well, the name of my show, good transition. It's called Get Up On This. It's here on the Wolf Pop Network. And what we do is we get you up on things early. Nova was sort of one of those things we talked about very early. And we have a good track record.
Oh,
we sort of tell you about rappers or apps or movies or TV or whatever, and way before you hear about them on mainstream.
Wow, that's a real beautiful, like an OMFG, Get Up On This duo. You're going to be set for life.
Oh my God.
Finger is going to be on the goddamn pulse.
Because people always say, if you want to get a lot of money, get into podcasting.
Right.
People always say that.
That's why we're here.
Is that true?
No.
No.
Okay.
Slides.
Yeah.
The money is just raining.
Yeah.
It's just raining.
We're like the Scrooge McDuck of Wolf Pop. Fucking swimming in it. Just not giving a shit. Just living, making it rain.
All these dance moves are so awesome.
Thank you.
DuckTales, woohoo.
Yeah. Well, now we're real cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we've shown you, Nova.
All right, Nova, where can people find you?
Nova Rockefeller on everything. And it's like spelled like Rock-a-feller.
That was perfect. I got it.
Not Rockefeller.
No, yeah, you're
E-R.
You're
I'm
thug,
definitely not a
you're
fella.
Not, right.
I'm not that.
Yeah.
No.
I'm
The hard E-R.
Yeah.
Is that your government official?
No, my real name is Nova Pollock.
Oh, that's cool too.
I'm Ukrainian, except kids used to call me Nova Alcoholic as a
so
child.
Dumb. So dumb.
It's such a dumb name.
It's a dumb thing.
And you're like, I'll prove it to you that I'm not drink.
Become an actual alcoholic at one point.
Yeah, I went on a 64-day binge once, and I was like, this feels right. Yeah.
No, that's another thing, like being her father. Like she used to sell drugs. She lived in a mall. There's things you hear, and you're just like, oh, very cool, Nova. You're good now, right? Like, it's like you don't really have to like delve into it. You just have to go, we're moving forward, right? Everything's working out. You know, you just have to like stay focused and not think about the time she sold crack.
Yeah. You have your hands full.
With her?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, yes, I did. When she first moved here. When she first moved here, it was there were times. But then now it's like she's a grown adult now. Now I don't have to worry about anything. Yeah. No, it's great.
Well,
and I'm going to be great with a kid.
Yeah.
You are.
I'm looking to have a kid.
Snooze.
Ugh, so gross.
So boring.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. This was amazing.
The right way to start the day.
We are so excited to see what happens.
Thanks for having me.
Your amazing career.
Yeah, and the song's called Made in Gold. And you can, I guess we're pushing people to Spotify. It seems like.
Go to Spotify.
That's a big deal in the music business.
Made in Gold. We're going to play it out.
Great. And you can just go to Spotify and add it to your playlist. And that's all that matters in life.
Spotify.
Oh, wait.
And call me 347.
Nova.
Fight me to
the end. I don't stop it anymore.
You're editing that out.
You can please. Find on YouTube. It's just sitting there.
It's all where. It's all the wear.
It's all the wares.
We're the sexiest. Yeah, that's me. Got everyone around. We're OMFG.
There you go.
Ooh.
Could you make it better than that?
I mean, give me time and I'll send you a whole song.
Oh, okay, done. We look forward to that because we will rap it on air.
Yeah, we will.
Great.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Will you do it again? Will you do the rap again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do the line again. Do the line again.
We're the sexiest. Yeah, that's me. Got everyone around. We're OMFG.
Drop a bomb. I dropped a bomb on it. It's good. It's good news.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
OMFG. Wow. That was such a fun episode.
Super fun.
I feel like my favorite part of the episode is that you won't stop rapping.
Well, like Nova, I like to craft my work, you know, and sit to take to pen and paper and really,
Freestyling here.
No, freestyling.
Yeah,
so.
We need a minute to really digest and pick the right rhymes.
But she was so, like, cool.
So cool.
You know?
Yeah. I'm excited. She actually seems like she's about to be a big deal.
I know.
Which is, and she deserves it. I mean, what she played for us about the Pizza Hut.
So good.
Smart.
Fun.
Really smart rhymes.
And I'm concerned for her living arrangements. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's a little, I mean, her whole I'm going to talk to anybody, do anything, fuck all kind of attitude.
Yeah.
I'm glad she has a Jensen in her life.
Me too. And I don't know if that's even enough, but.
Right. I feel like he has actually saved her life.
Yeah.
More
How
than
sweet
once.
Sweet was that? It was actually very charming. And I think we all should be mentored and be mentees.
Yes, and another beautiful thing that came out of that is, like, it really seems like Jensen is going to be a great dad.
He is.
Yeah, and I'm happy for him.
Me too. We just got to find him a lady.
Whoever.
Does he have a lady?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but you know what? It's going to be a lucky lady.
Lucky lady. You're right.
Right? Who gets to have that man's baby.
See you soon, Emily.
Bye. Hi, my name is Nova, and I think I made it. This goes out to my ex-boyfriends, hope you really hate it. I fucking starved to get here, fuck it, so much heart, I'm heartless. I need the gold to fill the empty places there was darkness. I don't sound with devil, steal my soul to make the millions. You think you something, you ain't shit but money and opinions. I was black inside, it turned to diamonds under pressure, pressure. That's exactly why I built castles from gold statues and gold records.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.